One of the things that I really like about the 5D Mark III is almost all of the everyday features that you need are readily available from controls on the outside of the camera. The rest are things that you get to through the camera's menuing system. And we're going to talk about how to navigate that right now because we're going to be spending a lot of time dealing with the camera's menus through the rest of this course. So to activate the menu system, I just press the menu button right up here. And that drops me into the last menu that I looked at with the last item that I manipulated already selected. So this is great. If there's something that you're regularly doing, like changing image quality, that will just always be selected until you change to something else. Right now I am in auto mode, and so I'm only seeing these three different categories of menus. Note that more advanced modes offer more menus, all of these different categories here. So for right now, since we're just going to be shooting in auto mode for a little bit, I'm going to leave it on there and go back into my menuing system here. So I've got three different categories of menus. I have shooting, I have playback, and then I have this utility menu here. And within each category, I have a couple of different menus, each one represented by one of these little dots. Each dot is a single page full of menus. One of the nice things about the 5D menuing system is you don't have to scroll. There are no other menu items hidden down here off the bottom of the menu, so you can very quickly see the full contents of any page full of menus at one time. Now within a menu, I can move up and down by turning the quick control dial here. That's pretty straightforward. When I get to something that I want to change, I press the set button and it will pop open a menu, a submenu that I can then scroll up and down. And to select a parameter, I press the set button again. And now you can see I've changed my image review time from 2 seconds to 4 seconds. Let's turn that back. I'm going to pop this back here to 2 seconds. Something to know, notice I haven't selected yet. 4 seconds is still blue. Something to know about the 5D, this trips me up sometimes. To make the selection, you have to set the set button. Sometimes I will put this where I want it and then just half press my shutter button to make the menus go away. But that's actually a cancel function. If we go back into the menus, you can see this is still set at 4 seconds. To make a selection stick, you have to press the set button. Now it's on 2 seconds. To get out of the menu, I can either press the menu button to get rid of it, or as you just saw, once everything is selected, I can simply half press my shutter button and it goes away. What's nice about this is when I'm in the menu system, if something comes in front of me that I absolutely need to take a picture of right now, just a quick half press takes me away and I'm ready to shoot. It's very speedy, so shooting is always the priority. This is a really easy to use system. Just don't forget about the Q button. That's going to save you a lot of frustration as you find yourself facing lots of different pages of menus. It makes for a very quick and easy way to move around.